This is Speaking Up, Community Stories from the Anti-ICE Resistance, a community-driven podcast documenting what is happening in real time to the people and neighborhoods impacted by immigration and custom enforcement, and how communities are responding when silence is no longer an option. Too much of what happens during immigration enforcement never makes it to official records. Raids become press releases. Detentions are described as procedures. Harm is flattened into language that avoids responsibility. And the people living through it are left to carry the consequences alone. We are trying to change that. At the center of this project are first-person stories shared directly by community members through one-on-one interviews and voice messages. These are the voices speaking in their own words, on their own terms, about what they've seen, experienced, and survived. Some stories describe encounters with ICE. Others describe what comes after: families disrupted, workplaces emptied, fear becoming routine. Many describe resistance not as an idea, but as something practical and necessary. Resistance looks like neighbors warning each other when agents are nearby. It looks like people filming when they're told not to. It looks like legal observers, mutual aid, court support, and rapid response networks. It looks like refusing to disappear quietly. This podcast is built to center on the people most directly affected. The role of this show is simple: to listen, to document, and to preserve what is too often dismissed or erased. Every interview recorded and voicemail shared with Speaking Up is treated as testimony. Some voices are named, others are protected. Context is added where possible. Patterns are named when they exist. What matters is that these stories are told out loud. History shows us what happens when people wait for the right moment. This project is rooted in the belief that attention itself is a form of resistance. This is not a debate show. This is not a policy explainer. This is not neutral. It is a living record of what people are experiencing and how communities are pushing back. If you are living this, you are not alone. If you are listening to this, you are being asked to pay attention. These stories are being told because they matter, and because this time, the community is speaking up. If you have a story you want shared on the podcast, please go to speakinguppodcast.com to register to be a guest or send us a voicemail of your recorded story. We will ensure everyone feels safe while at the same time feeling seen and heard. We want as many people sharing their truth as possible so these experiences can no longer be ignored. Your story matters. Your voice matters. It is time to speak up.